What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Fires in a fight, probably with Berube here. That's Berube, his second fight. Lyndon Byers with the bad shoulder.
Lyndon Byers got a little bit of a reach on Berube. Got one in there, rattled him. That uppercut had a caught him. Berube would have been in trouble.
Hey, what do you call me, a goon? What do you think, I'm a goon? Well, what's because I got 830 minutes of penalties and 200 games? What does that consider? I mean, what do I got? I got 29 goals. What, I got 2 goals this year. Don't pressure me.
Was deep dish pizza an American thing?
No, it's Chicago.
No, Chicago's in America.
And away goes Proctor and Lyndon Byers. Kerry Proctor and Lyndon Byers.
Boy, two tough guys going toe-to-toe. Oh, listen. They'll have the ice bags out, both of them, Derek, after this one.
Where'd you go to college?
Boston College.
All right. Oh.
BU.
Yeah,
big
time. Yeah, yeah.
Can LP just say BU?
Yeah. WEEI Afternoons, and those were some of the highlights from Lyndon Byers' very interesting career, both as a rough-and-tumble member of the Boston Bruins, back in sort of the Big Bad Bruins' modern heyday there of that style of play, and then his radio career alongside not only Greg Hill, but our buddy Stiz, Nick Fitzy Stevens, had interactions. Unfortunately, LB passed away this weekend. I know it's an emotional time for a lot of people. Fitzy, I know you got to know him a little bit, so if you would just sort of share some of your memories.
Oh, I got living legend, somebody who, and I think Stiz worked more closely with him since I was on in the afternoons for a couple of years when he was on in the mornings, but we had constant engagements and interactions. He was the nicest, friendliest, goofiest, gentle giant that you'd ever meet. Somebody who lived life his way. There was no juice left in that fruit. It had been squeezed by the time the world lost one of its favorite goons, hockey players, sports figures, you know, tough guys with soft hearts. He was the freaking best from day one. Super supportive. Whatever I can do for you, kid. As nice as you could imagine, and then some. And, of course, fun, sneaky funny, the mistakes that he would make, inimitably just stumbling over his words, making mistakes. Like, he was such a huge part of what made the engine of the Greg Hill Show go for so long. And even though, you know, he had a reputation on the ice, I used to love going to see, you know, wrestling at the old Boston Garden, and we would go to halftime King of Pizza beforehand, me and my dad, and whenever we would split a pitcher of Cherry Coke and a large pie, we would just watch those VHS tapes of 60 minutes of hockey fights over and over again. So I basically just grew up watching Lyndon Byers either hand someone their ass or get it handed to him. So I was just enamored of him, and I thought he was a legend when I met him. But I want to share this quick story. A couple of years ago, I brought some friends that I went to school with in New York to Buff's Pub, the place that we need to go to for the best wings in Boston a couple of years ago, because their son was wanted to go to Northeastern, and they were big sports fans, loved hockey. We sit down, We order some beers and some wings, and LB is over at the bar because this was one of his favorite places, Andy, where he even had like his jersey hung up, autographed and everything. And I said, oh, LB, hey, would you mind coming over? Hey, kid, yeah, sure. All right, no problem. And comes over, and, you know, they were Rangers fans from, you know, being in the New York area. So he talks to them about Milbury and some of his engagements with the Rangers. And the 17 and 13-year-old are completely just blown away. Like, oh, my God, that's like one of the NFL's legendary tough guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe we met Lyndon Byers. That was so awesome. So we're finishing up, and they're about to head to Fenway Park. And I go to ask for the check. And the waitress comes over, and she goes, oh, that's okay, Mr. Stevens. Mr. Byers picked up your check.
That's
just
awesome.
Out of the blue, because he had a chance to talk hockey to these kids and just relive a splash of the glory and be a dude, and picked up the whole check. I swear, I wanted to cry at that. Like, it was just such a touching moment. And that spoke to the heart and the generosity and the larger-than-life personality of LB. God rest his soul. Stick tap upstairs for you, big guy.
Stiz, I know you you had a chance to work with LB quite a bit. What can you share with us?
Yeah, kind of seconding what Nick said. Just everything you would expect him to be and more. About 11 years ago, I was lucky enough to find myself working on the Hillman Morning Show, and I just remember the first day I'm sitting behind the glass and I'm looking at Greg Hill, Danielle, and Lyndon Byers, who I was just a fan of for years and years. And just getting to work with him every day was something new. Like, he would, I mean, every day was something wacky with him. And, you know, as time went on, we grew closer and closer. He kind of had the same struggles that I had. And I'll share two quick stories. One, he made a bet on the air one time that if the Bruins won or lost a particular game or a series, I forget, that he would tattoo the Montreal Canadiens logo on his arm. And so they lost, and he put it off for like a year or two. And then finally, I have a cousin who's a tattoo artist, and so they were busting his nuts. They're like, you got to go get it. So he goes and gets the logo. But do you guys remember, like, on the back of cars, they would have that kid with the backwards hat that's peeing?
Yep.
So that's what he did. So he
the Calvin and Hobbes sticker. Yeah.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
he put the logo on his arm, but with the kid peeing on it. And then another quick story just shows you the kind of guy that LB was, just like a heart of gold. And it's funny, I see it in the short time that I've known Ted, I very similar. These big tough guys who, when you get to know them, they're just giant teddy bears.
Yep.
And I was showing LB some music. I was showing LB some music that I was working on, and he was like, oh, this is great. Like, you know, when are you going to put out this next project? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, what? He's like, well, what do you need to get it done? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I need a few hours of studio time, maybe a video. Like, I right then and there, goes in his pocket, boom, gives me $500, says, go get it done. And when you're ready for the record release party, I'm going to come there on stage, introduce you. And sure as heck, Middle East Cambridge, it's on YouTube, you can check it. And it was so funny because I was supposed to go on stage at, I don't know, 10 o'clock. 9:55, LB isn't there. And I'm like, oh God, we've been promoting this for a month. And then 2 minutes before I go on stage, here he comes. You can't miss him. And everyone just gravitated towards him. He just had a heart of gold. And even up till just... till recently, he would just call and check in, and just the smile I would get on my face when I would look down at my phone and see Lyndon Byers was calling. He was just a larger-than-life person, and I am so grateful that our paths crossed and I was able to call him a friend. Fly high, LB.
That's awesome, because we do a lot on this show about athletes maybe not being great role models, athletes maybe not being great members of the community or co-worker, whatever you want to say. And I don't think we do spend enough time. And you said it, Stiz, like, you know, Ted Johnson, Wiggy, like, there's a lot of guys, the McCourties, like, so many guys that have come through the Patriots or the Bruins over the years that are really good dudes, really, you know, thankful for their lots in life and the careers they were able to lead, both in terms of sports, but then afterwards in the city of Boston and sort of becoming part of the community. And LB clearly was one of those for a long time, but unfortunately not long enough.
Yeah, and one thing I'll tell you, Andy, is that I guarantee you, if you had a chance to connect with him right now, you know, still gone too soon, you know, and they're waiting for him upstairs with a, you know, arms wide open and a pitcher in the penalty box in the sky. But like, this guy would tell you, like, no regrets, like, not like,
yep,
he just
lived life.
Oh my God, Andy, like, you can't you know, what did he call them, Stiz? Wobbly Pops?
Wobbly Pops.
Wobbly Pops. Yeah, the reason why people say, hey, kid in town, and call beverages Wobbly Pops. You know, and he probably would, you know, reverse course on a few things. But at the same time, no regrets. Right. Like, absolute, like, an imprinted, branded legend on AAF, EEI, Greg, Danielle, everyone there, the listenership, and Bruins fans and all Boston sports kind.
And real quick, the last thing I want to say is that every time I spoke to LB, the thing he was most proud about and could not wait to tell you about was his son, Will. Who is now into hockey, and his wife Annie, but Will into hockey, became a goalie. He was a goalie, and I remember LB got him this custom made goalie helmet with like the Bruins bear on it, and he was just so proud of Will. So thoughts and prayers, we're definitely thinking of Will and Annie and the whole Byers family.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Lyndon Byers. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we've been doing it. We started it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last couple weeks, training camp is coming. It's 4 o'clock football time. We're going to talk about the Patriots. Drake May. Is he underrated for some of the underage players in the NFL? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.